Tuzin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to like cause yourself to vomit on Shabbos. So Rashi lakia shoyse mashkin, you drink a lot umaki and you make yourself vomit it up. For leder afur, you're not mechavim to heal yourself. Elo lahorikes may, if you want to empty out your stomach, shayuchol lechov lishtres hayim harbi. You want to be able to eat more today. Namina perakovis. V'yaf agav le goza bo mishum zchika samamonim to lab refuahi osim mishum demesakin gavra. Even though you're not, there's no issa refuah here, still we see it's also because it's near as if you'd be misakin gavra, you're fixing yourself. It's here also to fix up the kid, to smooth out his bones on Shabbos, it's also. V'yav sheishe says no. Hosom lab urcho. Abhoch urchei. Shrashiyoch urchei. I mean, over there, it's not a shtake of a person to vomit. So therefore, if you do it on Shabbos, that's doima to misakin. But here it's a shteg, it's urche, it's a normal thing to do. Shrashi v'rehu kemisha machilu mashkeil. It's as if you're given the baby to drink. It's a normal thing to do. So that's called urchayil, that's not doima to misakin kli. Amirav sheshis minoa minolo. How do I know that it's mutter to do this on Shabbos, to smooth out the bones of the kid on Shabbos? Titanan. Machit shel yad, if you have a needle, you're allowed to touch on Shabbos, lita bois akoits, in order to take out a splinter on Shabbos. So you see, even though Lukhur is doima to misakin, looks like you're being misakin, you're fixing yourself. You're taking out a splinter. Still, we say it's muta since it's uchayu. For Rav Nachman, hosam pokid, hocholoi pokid. Rav Nachman says, no, a splinter is not really part of the body. Shrashi pokid means hakoitza ze einu mechubaboy. The splinter is not part of the body. It's not mechubar. Ela mufkot, it's like in a jar by itself. For nosin shom, it's put there. For it's also ain't a tikkun. Taking out the splinter, it's not like you took out and be misakin the body itself. It's not considered part of the body. Here, here the bones, and you want to put the bones back in place in the baby's body, since the bones are part of the body, it looks like you're being misakin the goof itself. So therefore, Rav Nachman holds it's osur, Rav Sheshis holds it's mutter, and Allah we hold like Rav Sheshis. But this is mutter to do on Shabbos. So the Mishnah. Kona shel zeisim. A kona is a reed that you use when you're making zeisim, when you're making the olives, to see if it's ready to press them to get the oil out. Is imyesh kesher b'roishay. If there's like a knot on the head of it, a kesher b'roishay is makabel tuma. Then we say this reed is called the kli, that's makabel tuma. The yimlav, if it doesn't have this kesher, this knot, this cover on top of it, ain't makabel tuma. It's not makabel tuma. We'll soon see in the Gemara why, but then it's called a pshute kliyets. It's called a flat piece of wood. That's not makabutuma. So the Mishnah of a benkach or benkach, whether it has the kesher or whether it doesn't have the kesher, is nitto b'shabbos. Okay, the hilchah Shabbos is not called muksar. It's called the kli, and you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. So Rashi kona shel zeisim. Now the exact, to understand this case, really you have to have a kli in front of you to see what it is. Rashi says, li'acha mesikosan, after you have the oil, the olives together, tzeifu b'matim, you gather them together, v'shomne mesate b'toichoi, and the oil gets together there, v'noyech losis, and it's ready to come out of the olives, as when the olives are all ready to be pressed. V'yesh le'kon l'hapchon boy, you have a stick, like a reed, v'liftkoit, and you turn around, mix around the olives, and to see if it's ready now, that the oil should come out of it. Im karma kotzorach v'megin le'beis abad, is it ready to let the oil come out, you put it into the beis abad. That's the stick you use to mix up the, shake up the olives. Is im yekesha b'roishay, kein pakak, it has like a cover to the top of it, shokorna kumis. Has a reed, is like a hollow thing, like a bamboo stick. And on top of the stick, you have a cover for it. Then it's makabel tuma. The kule, the klihu, it's called the ksida the kli. Lefi sha'a b'roishay, it's very thick at the head, ktas. V'yim lav, and it doesn't have this pekach, it doesn't have this cover on top, is not called a kli, it's makabel tuma. But from the gate to Hilchah Shabbos, you can metalp that it's called a kli. So the Gemara Amai, why is it makabel tuma, even if it has a kesher? The chura pshute klietzu, it's only a flat surface of wood. O pshute klietz ain't a makabel tuma, that's the loch of Hilchah tuma, it's not makabel tuma. My timer, why not? Well, dumi the sak binin. You learn out Hilchah tuma from sak, a sack. Just like a sack, you can metaltal rekim a molim, you can put things inside it. Who are then? You need a kli, that could be makabel. So since this is a pshut the kli, it's a flat piece of wood, it can't be makabel, it can't receive anything inside it, it shouldn't be makabel tumma. And for the Gemara, tonem eshmederav nat menchemya, bishor shemahapich v'zeisim, when you use this stick to mix around the olives to see if they're ready for the oil to come out, you turn the stick upside down and you let some oil go inside it and you look at that oil to see if it's ready or how clean it is. So So since when you're using the stick, it is mekabel, it does receive some of the oil, and you leave the oil inside there, that's called the Beit Kibum. Rashi Rama Yeshbay Kesha Bereshoy Nihina Mi the Kesha Meshav Lemon. Even though the Kesha, the covering on top, makes it a kli, Mi Yapshuta Kli Eitzo. It's only a flat piece of wood. Shafilu Chalalu Ena Chalalu Asla Kabel Klum. Even the hollow part of the inside of the reed, it's not meant to mekabel. You don't receive anything. It's like a, not like a glass that you put water inside it. There it is. Hoyvchev Royim the Chalal Roshay. When you mix up this olives, you let some oil go on the top of it, and you look in it. So mainly you makabul that oil on the top of the kli, therefore it's called the base kibble. But the geit hilchah Shabbos, since it's usable, you have to use it on Shabbos, it's called the kli. However, it's not muksa, so you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Vayta, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, kol ha-kelim nitolin, all type of kelim utensils you're allowed to use, allowed to touch on Shabbos. Chutz, mena mesamer ha-godol, a chutz from a very big sewer, v'yestet shomach risha. And a special type of a peg that you use when you plow on the ground, these kelim are like muksa machmas chsar and kis. These kelim you can't touch on Shabbos. So Rashi misamar hagodol, it means megera gadol, a very big sword. Shasuya lokets kurus. It's meant to soar up big pieces of wood, big pieces of lumber. And who are then the kli of a yeset shomach risha? Who kli gadol, it's a big kli. Who also a kesak, it's made like a knife. Sheboy oisin charit shall tell them. That's how you plow, you make holes in the ground. These people are makbid upon. And people are kopid, means they're makbid not to use it for any other purpose. And they put it away in a special place. It's not right to be used for anything else. So therefore, the ikka malacha that's oimid for on Shabbos is muksa, it's awesome. And this kli is not oimid to use for anything else. You're like makbid, it shouldn't get ruined. So that's like yedda, like muksa, makbas, chasar, and kis. You don't want to use it for any other purpose. That loses its shame kli for Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos. You can't move it at all. But all other kelim that you're not makbid so much, like a hammer we had before, that people would use it for other uses, don't only use it to knock nails in the wall. You'll use a hammer to break open nuts, that's still called a kli on Shabbos, and the terah gufa, circum kaim, it's mutter to be metaltal. But a kli that's makbid, chasar and kis, you're makbid not to touch it at all, so that's a muksa, you can't even touch it, the terah gufa, and the circum kaim. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Hai Uchlo de Katsri, it's another type of a kli, we'll soon see, is Kieset Shalmach Risha Damya. It's doyma to the Mishnah's case of a kli, Muksa Machmas Chsan Kis, because you don't want to use it for any other purpose. So Rashi learns Uchlo de Katsri, Kli Nechoshet, it's a kappa kli, Ha'osui Kenap, it's made like a sieve, Nekov, it has a lot of holes in it. V'ushal Kaifsim, it's what the washerman, or Kaifis, or cleaner uses. The nice thing about begodim, he puts this sieve on top of the begodim, or mezalav by hamayim, he lets the water sprinkle on the kelim. So that's this kli. So the kitzah, the kovis, the washerman is makbid not to use this kli for any other purpose. So he's makbid and kovele mokim. That blind like mukso machmas son kis, you can't touch it for any purpose on Shabbos. Omar Abaya, a charva de ushchvi. That's another type of a knife, Strashi Sakin Shavitzanim. The knife that a tanner uses to cut his skin is also the Ashavcha v'chafdash, the Ushafi. That's one case. That's this knife that the tanner uses. V'sakina the Ashavta. Strashi Ushakina the Ashavta means Sakin Shabbos Hamakulim. The knife that the butcher uses. Shaktsovi Mekatsum by Botzer. Bosser. It's in the main marketplace, the makulin, there's a special big knife that they use to cut the meat. So that knife is also like a muksa machasron kis. V'chatzino denagri. V'chatzino tetrashi kolhani. There's also what the chatzino denagri. Type the carpenter uses this type of a tool. Tetrashi kolhani kafti layu. All these tools, the umen, the workman, is makbid not to touch it. Mishum the mevgomi ul makatsi lu biyadayim. He's afraid of become pagam, or get ruined. So therefore, he's makslem yadayim. He puts it away and separates it, not to use it at all on Shabbos. So that blinds like a muksa machmas chsaron kis. You put it aside, not to use it at all. That's muksa, like the Mishnah says. These kelim can't be touched at all. So that's the Gemara. Tana Rabbonin. Barishayna hayoyimrim. At the beginning, they used to say, they watch shloisha kelim nitolim Shabbos. At the beginning, the Rabbonah made a takona that on Shabbos you only allowed to touch three type of kelim. These are the kelim that are most used. So Rashi, Gimel kelim, v'suloi, and nothing more. Well, the Kama Mamrina, later the Gemara says that who made this takana? Tibyamei Nechemya ben Chakli, Bebayesheni. He was in the Zman of Bayesheni. Is Gozru al Tutu Kola Kelum. The Rabbanim made Gzera not to touch any Kelum on Shabbos. Why? Could they leak their gather to make a fence? Lahakme be Yisuri Shabbos, to be Machmer on Yisuri Shabbos mid Rabbanim. Mifnei Shoyim Akilim Bo. Since at his time his door was very makel in Hilcha Shabbos, so he made a takona to be makbed on them not to touch any kelim. Now what did they say? Only three kelim that kamat you can't get along without them you're allowed to use on Shabbos. What were these? That's miktsoya shel dvela, the knife you need to cut up your cake of the dvela of the pie of figs. There's something you need mamish to cut the food with. Shrashi miktsoya izmo shemachatchem by dvela. V'yasub miktsoya smetargmin ye. The Zuhamo Listerin, such Rashi at Takav Kudilo, it's like a big ladle. Shemasalkum by Zuhamashagadera. You take out the bad part of the pot. Also, you need this for the food on Shabbos. That's mutter to touch. The Zuhamo Listerin Shagadera. And the third thing is the Sakin Kitana Shagabe Shuchen. The posh of the knife that you use on the table to cut your food. Rashi was second cut and shechotchem by lechem that you cut your meat, you cut your lechem, your meat, your bread, or boss on the meat. For eichlin and yidit, tahani, tibirin, betashmish. These things are very usable. In other words, you need it very, you can't get along without them. So therefore, there are bottom in nasa these. In other words, the kids are like silverware, will go into the first takana that was mutter, but any other kelim is taka also to touch on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, hetiru, later on the next door was mater. Then later on the Ramatra again, and later on the Ramatra even a third time. Until it finally came out the Maskona, what was the din? Like it says now, Mishnah, call ha kelim, all type of kelim, nitolim b'shabbos, you're allowed to touch on Shabbos, you're allowed to use them. I will soon see for what purpose. At least it has certain times you're allowed to use them. Chutz only, min misamer hagodol, that's this big sword, that you makatsa mokim, you makpid, not to touch it for any other purpose. So it's like a klisha machtoi, muksa machtoi chsor and kiss. It's too valuable. It means too much for you. You don't touch it for anything. The yestet shamachrisha. And huadin, the yestet shamachrisha, this peg that you use, the special peg, special type of a knife, you use for plowing, you very mak, but not to use for any other thing, therefore it's muksa. But any other kalim, you have even though it's a malachtel yissa, like a hammer, you still have a right to use it at certain times. We'll soon see the tnoim, when you're allowed to use it, when not. So the Gemara, my hetiru v'chazu v'tiru v'chazu v'tiru. What does it mean, these three different heterim that they had? Like Rashi says, hetiru means oid. Kishero shechazu lihizorek tzas bisur Shabbos. When the Chum saw that the people were becoming to be makbid on Hilcha Shabbos. V'chazu v'tiru. They were matter something. Ukishenizru yoyser, when they saw their matter, they were nizru even more on Hilcha Shabbos. V'chazu v'tiru. They were matter a second time. The Gemara will soon explain what does it mean they were matter, matter, matter. Acharmu zatrashi, oit, chosu betiru es hakul, acharmu kolakel metolim chutzvina semragod, like our Mishnah. Now, Shrek the Gemara, what are these three heterim, hetero, betiru? Omer Abai, Abai learns like this. Hetiru dovisham malachta leheter. Metril there matis something that's malachta leheter. In other words, like a chair, a table, a kli that's malachta leheter. A kli that you use for heter. They are matthi to touch it, letzer hufay. You're allowed to touch a chair if you want to use the chair itself. That's all. If you don't want to use the chair, though, they asked you to touch it on Shabbos, to move it. Then they gave a second heter. You have this chair that's a klisha mlachtel heter. Now they want you to touch it not only for the purpose of sitting on it, but even if you just want to mokum, tzarech mekoymai. You don't want the chair to be here. You want to walk through this place now. That's also it's called tzarech mekoymai. They want you to touch it. To move it. The Allah of Muksa is allowed to touch Muksa. He just not allowed to move it. Then they gave a third heter, even though the Ika purpose, the Ika use of this kli like a hammer, is meant to bang, to build with, that's also on Shabbos, still we say, Letzerach Gufayin. If you want to use this hammer now to crack open nuts, it's mutter to use it on Shabbos. Of Letzerach Mekayim Aloy. If you want to use it just Letzerach Mekayim Aloy, for that they weren't mad to you. Their land abaya, of the adayin still the yodai achasin. They're only matir touch a kli, even serach gufay or kli shamlachtel leheter. If you could use it, move it with one hand. Of a b'shtei yodav loy, If you need two hands, it's such a big chair, you can't move it with one hand, you need two hands to move it, it was awesome. Ach Amru, until finally comes our Mishnah that says the final heter, Kol HaKelem Nitolem B'Shabbos, V'yafilu B'Shtei Yadayim. Any type of a kli you're allowed to use on Shabbos, move it on Shabbos, even though it's so heavy, so big, that you have to use two hands, still it's mutter. But according to Abaya, it's only mutter a kli shamalachta leheter, zayl letzarach gufay, whether you need the kli itself to sit on, letzarach mekoymoy, you just don't want the kli to be in this place, you want to walk through here? Or else, who adin a kli shamalachta leheter, they're only matter to letzarach gufay. They're only matter to move the hammer on Shabbos if you want to use the hammer to break open nuts. But the tzarach mekoymoy, it's taka osur. Let's say you have the hammer on your chair, and you want to move the hammer away because you want to sit on the chair, that's still awesome. Azoy land abaya. Omalei rova frekta rova kasha tabaya. Michti, let's see. Hetiru katoni. It says that Chomim later made a heter. They became kumekel in Hilchos Muksa. Is mali letzara gufay, mali letzara mekoymoy. Once they're mat you to touch it, my nafkamina this heter, whether it's tzarach gufay, whether you want to move the chair to sit on the chair, or whether you want to move the chair today to walk through this place, the chair shouldn't be in this mokum. His rav holds that exact same heter. The tzarach gufay and the tzarach mekoymoy is the same matter. If you want to move a hammer, whether you want to use it to bang or to crack open nuts, or whether you just want to move the hammer to get it off your chair to be able to sit down on the chair, that's the exact same heter. So he learned rav. Elo amarova. What's the pshat in the three heterim? Hetiru was the first thing. Dover shomalachta leheter. A kli shomalachta leheter, like a pillow or a blanket. Bein letzarach gufay, or bein letzarach mekoymoy. Whether you want to move the pillow because you want to use it to sleep with now, or whether you want to move it today to use the mokum where it is, it's mutter. That was the first heter. V'chazru v'hetiru mecham letzel. Then there were even matyu to move a pillow just to save it from the sun. Or you have a keli that's hetetik, a spoon or a fork out in the sun. You don't want the sun to ruin it. You're allowed to move it mechamal itzel. V'chozru v'hetiru dover shomalach tal yisr. Then the third heter was even something like a hammer. The kli that's oimid miyuchid rov tashmish yisr liyisr. Rov tashmish of a hammer is to bang with, to build with, which is also on Shabbos. Still, the tzarach gufay, the tzarach mekoymoy in. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos, the tzarach gufay. That means if you want to use the hammer to crack open nuts, you're allowed to use the hammer on Shabbos. And who are doing the tzarach mekoymoy? If you have your hammer sitting on your chair, and you want to sit down on the chair now, you want the mokum where the hammer is, you're allowed to move the hammer to sit on the chair. Aba mechama letzeloi. This is the chumra though. But you can't move a hammer just to save the hammer. If the hammer is in the sun and the sun is ruining it, you're not allowed to move the hammer on Shabbos because it's muksa. Aba v'yadayin b'yodom mechadin b'shnei b'nei yodom loy. Only such a kli that one person can pick up. But let's say you need two people to move it. Let's say you want to move a couch on Shabbos. You need two people, maybe it's also. At Shomru, that's the last heter of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to move any keli on Shabbos. Afilu B'Shnei B'nei Yodim. Even if it's such a big and heavy keli that you need two people to move it, still it's mutter to move it on Shabbos. As I held Rav, and as I held Mila Locha, like Rav says. Bye-bye. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye is the kashya to Rova. So the famous brayso you always have that meducha, that's this chopper, a kli you used to chop with, im yesh bo shum metaltle noisa. If there's some garlic left in the chopper, then you're allowed to touch it on, move it around on Shabbos, because agav, the oichel is called, it's not muksa. Because the ikar is the oichel, not the kli. Or v'yim lav, if there's no more oichel, there's no more shum, no more garlic inside it, is ein metalt lenoisa. It says you're not allowed to move this keli. Why? L'churu? Because it's a kli shom lachta l'yisr, it's a chopper. So l'churu, the kashrus, according to Rava, that you hold a kli shom lachta l'yisr, you're allowed to move the tzarach gufay, tzarach mekoymoy. So how come here it says it's osa, period? That there it is, hocha v'mayaskiner mechama l'tzel. It's only osa if you want to move it just from taking it out of the sun into the shade, for no other purpose. But what you need with tzarach gufay, tzarach mekoymoy, and a chlam, it's taka mutter. Ace for another kasha frekta baya terova. The shovim we had before, shim kotsav olav bosa shosla tautloi. That after you use this board to chop the meat on, when you finish chopping the meat on yontif, the board becomes muksa. The chur is somewhat of a tekli shom lastal yisr, ob the tzarach gufay, tzarach mekoymoy, it should be mutter. Same thing. If you want to use the board to do some hetadika or tashmish with it, it's mutter. If you want to move it to sit on the makam or use the makam, it's also mutter. If you're only moving it for the purpose to take it out of the sun, just to save it, it shouldn't be a hefsid, that's awesome. But it's esve. When will you have this first braisa that says everything is osur? There are only matter then three kelim mamash tzarech that you need. That's b'mei Nechemya ben Chakliya. The chsiv, because the pasuk says b'yom mahem reisi b'Yehuda dorchim gitzos b'Shabbos. They're mamash working in the fields on Shabbos. Or mevi'in haremus, they're bringing in the crops on Shabbos. So the Yidin were Mechal Shabbos, they weren't Nizr and Shmir Shabbos, therefore made this takona, this gzeira, not to touch any kelim at all in Shabbos. Until that the Bryce is later, that Hetiru because of Hetiru, like Rashi learns, that later on they saw the Yidin were more Nizr and Hilcha Shabbos, so they were matter more the Tashmish of the kelim of Muksa. Minagav, the Ikri Yisoid of Muksa, really it's a Machlekes Rambam and the Ramban. The Ravid also, why the Chazal asked you not to touch certain kelim on Shabbos? The Ravid learns, like we'll see more later, it's Mishum Haitzor. This is a Gezerah, the Rabbanan didn't want you to carry any kelim at all, even in your house on Shabbos. Because if you start carrying them in your house, we're afraid you carry them outside. It's Nisa Haitzor. So that's why Chazal asked you not to touch Muksa on Shabbos. No, they couldn't ask for everything. Certain kelim is a big tzarech to have it be matter. So that's the gdorim when they were matter, when they were aser. The kli shom lafta leheta, they were matter to metalta, to move it around. Even mechamal etzel. A kli shom lafta leyisr, they were only matter to serhu for serh mukaymai. But the reason why they answered mukser is they don't want you to come to carry things outside. The Rambam learns, no, the Rambam learns a different pshat, that the reason why the Yasid Muksa, I think he has around three different tamim, but Pekitzer is that Shabbos should be different than Chol. We don't want you to use the same kelim to do the same things you do in the middle of the week as you do on Shabbos. You want Shabbos to be nikur, it's a different Ziyam HaKadosh. Also, maybe if you start touching these kelim, maybe you come to do the Malacha. Like Lamash, if you start playing around with needles, we're afraid maybe you come sewing on Shabbos. Or you have a hatchik, maybe you start to chop the wood on Shabbos. So therefore the Yasid Muksa Klisha Mastli Yisr, we don't want you to touch it, that it should be Nikka today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any Malacha on Shabbos. Right. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Kanim Umakolois. We'll soon see these halachas about Kanim, we'll soon see what Kanim are, these pieces of wood that the staffs they put in between the Lechem upon them on every Shabbos. We'll soon see they used to put the new Lechem on the Shulchan every Shabbos. Six lechems on one side and six on the other side, piled up one on top of another. So they used to put kanim sticks in between one lechem and the other lechem, that some air should get in, that it shouldn't be misapish the lechem, shouldn't get stale. Vaitu makolis, that's another lock of using wood to hold the korban pesach on it. Well, some see, or galustero, that's a belt that you use in the door like a lock, or meducha, who had in the lock of a chopper, a kli that you chop with, is kulam koidim hatoras kelim nishnu. As we'll soon see halacha that all these kelim are osir. They blab like muksa. Azokri Abelezer, they're only osir before b'das bizman b'yemei Nechemya. When the first braisa, when they asked it all kelim. But bizman is there now that the chosru v'tiru, like our Mishnah says, the kola kelim mitolim. So now that they're matir ready, these kelim to metaltul, who are then you could be metaltul these halachas also. That's what Abelezer learns. Is even though the Mishnayis and it says it's also, it's only Kaidim the Heter. But after the Heter of Muksa, these Kalim are also Mutter. What is halachis? Kanim bitnan. What's the loch of a kan of a stick, like we learned? Lo isidur hakanim, volonity losan doichas a Shabbos. Neither putting the kanim in between the lechems on Shabbos, or else taking off the kanim on Shabbos, taking off the kanim, ya adoichas Shabbos. You see, asuchas Shabbos is also ax Muksam to touch these kanim. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi loy sidur hakanim shoyu noisnim b'mareches lechem aponim bein chala lechala. They used to put a stick in between each chala lehafridam to separate them likone seruach that the air should come in between them b'nayim shlo yisafshu. We don't. Yeah, so Rashi loy sidur hakanim shoyu noisnim b'mareches lechem aponim bein chala lechala. he's on the shulchan when they had the lechem upon him six and six. They used to put kanim like a stick in between each challah, lahafridim, to separate them, likone suruach b'nayim, that the ruach, some air, should come in between each lechem, shlo yisavshu, that the lechem should not become spoiled. From the old, from last week's challah, you can't take off the sticks. Shrashi doiches a Shabbos. Elo, what would the eitz if you couldn't take it off or put it back on Shabbos? How do they manage? Elo nichnas b'ero Shabbos. The kohen used to come into the shulchan on ero Shabbos. V'noy del hakanim. He took off the sticks in between the lechems on ero Shabbos. Well, the mocha melo came the next day on Shabbos. Misalek hamarocha yishonim. They used to stamp take off the six breads. And there were no kanim in between them, because they took it off Friday. So on Shabbos, he just took away the old 6 or 12 chalis. U'mesadim ha'chadosha. And they used to put the new breads now on Shabbos. But like kanim, and when they put them up one on top of another, now on Shabbos, they didn't use the kanim, the sticks, to divide them. No, u'lomaitzoi Shabbos, after Shabbos, nichnas, the kohen used to go inside. V'naisun ha'kanim b'nayim. Then he would put the sticks in between the lechem. Zoom. So this hazot, the Rebbe Lezer, this halacha, that it says you're not allowed to touch these sticks on Shabbos. Zunishnis koydem heter. This is before the Ramater. Minyan harishon. Why do hamalach don heter? These sticks are the malach as a heter. Like, what is the stick aimed for? It's aimed to put in between two breads to divide them, that the air should come there, that they shouldn't become spoiled. Now that's a malach as heter. You're allowed to store your bread on Shabbos. And still, it says it's also to hamalach hokos lutzar gufan. And here we're even asking the ring, and you can't use it, afilu sar gufay. So Behechel Zakhtar Blazer, this issa was only learned this man of Nehemiah, when we asked the muksa so strong. Or belated dervis, when they made the Ethereum, like in our Mishnah's time already, havadu with smutta to touch these kanam on Shabbos. Vaita makolos, what's the loch of a makil? Ditsinan. Makolos dakin chalokim hoyusham. He's by Erev Pesach, when used to make the korban Pesach, they used to have special clean sticks there. They put the stick across one side on your shoulder, one side on your friend's shoulder. The toilet, they would hang the korban pesach on it. That's after they shechted the animal. They would hang it there. That's where they would skin the animal to get the skin off, like we learned the Gemara before. In order to get the emurim, in order to get the chelev out of the behemoth, you have to skin it. So that's what they used to do in the middle of the weekday. What happens if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? At the Loch, you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach, and like we had before, you're allowed to skin the animal enough, at least, ad hachozah, to the breast, in order to get the Emurim out. Zok there on Shabbos, though, you can't use these sticks. Now, how do you do it, Zok Yablezim?